To say I was excited about this book is an understatement. Anything involving mystery, bookstores, and thrillers has my attention, and this time was no exception. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ritterelli, writer, blogger, and a passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. In the previous episode, I told you about the book I received as a birthday gift. Well, the novel I'm about to tell you, Death of a Bookseller by Alice Slater, was also a gift, but from me to me. Every year I indulge myself by buying a few books that I don't really know anything about, and I do it only because I love the anticipation that comes with the possibility of discovering new stories that will capture my heart. I like the idea of adding unknown treasures to my personal library. Is this book compelling enough to be considered a new treasure? Well, let's find out. Roach is a 24 years old girl who works in a London bookstore that sells all kinds of books. But for her, the only books worth reading are those about murder, serial killers, and true or fictional crime stories. Roach spends her day listening to her beloved true crime podcasts on her earphones, and her tastes dictate that she will never recommend romantic comedies or best-selling novels by young TikTok stars to a customer. Perhaps because she lives a solitary life immersed in the stories of her favorite serial killers, she harbors a deep hatred for all those who rub their happiness in others' faces. But when a new co-worker arrives at the bookstore, things change. Laura is as bright and cheerful as Roach is dark and discontented. She loves children's books and soon wins over the rest of her co-workers. Gradually, Roach becomes obsessed with Laura and soon discovers a dark past, badly hidden mysteries, and the secret that binds them together. All regards to the question I asked above about whether this book is compelling enough to be part of the treasure section of my personal library or not, the answer is no, it doesn't deserve to be there. This novel is labeled as a thriller story, but I don't understand why. Roach is not a strong character. She's too unnerving and a real stalker. Just because in the plot of this novel, true crime stories are a fundamental part of Roach's life, in my opinion, this fact does not justify at all that the book has been put in the thriller category. The peculiarity of the thriller genre is that it usually keeps the audience on the edge of the seat as the plot progresses towards the climax. While the concealment of important information is a recurring element, something that is not fulfilled in this novel. Practically throughout the entire reading, I never experienced this feeling of strong anticipation and interest. The elements I just mentioned are the cornerstones of the thriller genre, and to my great disappointment, none of them are present in this book. Besides, the author lacked a lot to make this story interesting. And in fact, in my opinion, there were several situations she could have exploited, but instead she didn't even touch them superficially. However, I must also say that this book is not a total waste of time, because it is well written. It is just that, in my opinion, it is much more appropriate for a teenager audience than for adults, and should definitely be labeled as a narrative story and not a thriller. The story had a great potential, but unfortunately, it remained just that, potential, water PT. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in knowing a little more about them, you will find the link to my YouTube channel in the description box below. I'll see you next week, as usual.